Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Sister Carla from the Missionary Sister Servants of the Word. They have recently started a house of formation for lay missionaries at Corpus Christi Parish.
Yes.
And we're so great to have them. The sisters have been at work at Christ the King and St. Stephen's, and I think even in Scioto County, too, at one point. Or were those the lay missionaries?
Lay missionaries.
The lay missionaries. They're wonderful. I mean, they're just great models of evangelization. I could just go on how wonderful they are. But let's start with a prayer in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Lord God, we give you thanks for your many blessings. We give you thanks for the opportunity of this day and for whatever it holds for us. We ask, O Lord, that you keep us faithful to you in all things through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Pope Francis talks about being missionary disciples, that all of the baptized, regardless of their vocation, are to be these mission disciples who bring the word, who witness to Christ, to all those around them. First of all, if we could kind of focus on your vocation as a sister in the missionary work. You've been sent on missions.
Yes, Father.
You know, and maybe you could tell us, you spent some time in the Philippines and then also in Vietnam.
Yes. Oh, I want to share. I'm so excited, Father, because really, I'm not only a religious, but a missionary religious, right? So when I was a lay missionary, my mission was in Texas, and then I was sent to Canada as a lay missionary. And then when I professed as a sister, my formation was in Mexico. And then I was sent a newly professed sister to Vietnam. That was my mission. I was really excited to know that I was going to Asia. It was really excited. I was fearing a little that they would send me to Africa. I don't know why, but they sent me to Asia. And then after a year of being in Vietnam, we were sent out and we were assigned to the Philippines because it was closer to Vietnam instead of sending us back to Mexico. So we were about 8 sisters in one of the missions because there was only one mission in the city, in Manila. And we were all in one small house, and the superiors there, the superior from Vietnam and then the Philippines, they said, we have to do something. We're too many here. We have to. So it was really providential. So then 2 more missions were open. So now there's 3 missions there, one in the province, then one in Batangas City, in another city. And that is where we have our house of formation. So everything was amazing. I didn't want to leave Vietnam because that was my first mission. I was just starting. But really, I was in the Philippines, Father, for 8 years.
Wow.
In 8 years. So it's amazing to know a different culture. I mean, Vietnam, Philippines, very different. Language-wise, it's really different. But it's so beautiful to know that the Lord just sends you and you have to embrace what you have because the Lord really wants us to be disciples, right? To go and to bring the word to whoever. It doesn't matter if you miss your food, right? it's so different because there is the staple food is rice. We, as from Mexico, we have the corn, the tortilla, and we don't have that there. So it's a shock. Maybe even the weather is so hot and beautiful there, but you adjust to it. As a missionary, I think that's one of the graces that we have.
Now, in Vietnam, a communist country, mind you, where, you know, the church is kind of restricted, were you able to do the door-to-door work?
No.
That, okay.
We weren't. We were in the north, in the north side of the country, very closed. It's really communist. It's in the south, it's a little more open. It came a point, Father, that really the government was watching us, and then they told us, sorry, but you have to, for now, go out of the country. Mm-hmm. That's where we had to go. But we couldn't, Father. We didn't wear our habit. We even had to hide our cross. We couldn't. So, but the sisters, the first 3 sisters who arrived there, very fluent in Vietnamese, and they were already evangelizing in the homes, in the houses. Mm-hmm. They found out that they were doing that, so that's when they stopped us. But now, Father, we have a mission in the south.
Oh, great.
So the mission continues there. And there's many Vietnamese sisters now. There's about 8 sisters.
So you would probably do like the Bible courses in people's homes and things like
that.
Yes,
they were doing the Bible courses in the homes, not really in the parishes because it's not allowed. And it's like almost hiding. We have to really do it like undercover.
Yeah. Now, if you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger, and with me today is Sister Carla. She's a member of the Missionary Sister Servants of the Word. She's also, it's my understanding, you can correct me if I'm wrong, Sister, but you're the superior of the House of Formation for lay missionaries at Corpus Christi. And, you know, before we kind of go in, I did want to take the opportunity that, you know, usually the lay missionaries or the sisters are supported by the local parish. Mm-hmm. But because this is kind of a work of the order, you don't necessarily have this support so much, local support. So, you know, I think especially what I would kind of ask our listeners is maybe to prayerfully consider how they could support this center of formation for lay missionaries that the sisters are running at Corpus
Father.
Christi.
As a house of formation, we don't have the support from a parish because we have missions around in the diocese, 2 missions you mentioned, and they are supported by the parish because they are working there. We, of course, we thank the diocese, Bishop Robert, and the clergy who have been very supportive in many ways. But our community, as in the House of Formation, we do not have income, right? What we do have books, but because of the situation, we are not able to do or to sell our evangelization products or supplies or books.
Yeah.
Yes, we of course have expenses because, Father, we do not charge the youth to undergo this months of formation or this formation. So we do have expenses because they do eat. we have to sustain a house, right? So we would really appreciate if the listeners, right, or the people who are going to get to know our community, that we are here, that we are working, and that we are forming, Father, we are forming the youth, that the youth from here, from Columbus, so that they can be missionaries. I think, and I'm sure that there's a lot of generous people, and there has been. I have to thank.
And you know, I think, you know, one of the things, as I've talked to you on and off over the last couple months, as we've gotten to know each other, I think when the sisters first came to the diocese, my impression was that you just worked among Spanish-speaking, mm-hmm. you know, populations. But, you know, to hear that you have all these missions throughout the world and that lay missionaries are going door-to-door and the sisters are going door-to-door regardless of, you know, it really, I'm quite excited because it seems like this is a great gift to the local church to have you here and to have your community here to form the laity to be missionaries with a really great and solid method. I mean, you guys, you know, it's really a beautiful method. You know, it's not overly fancy. It gets the job done. And that, you know, like that's what we like. So I think to have that opportunity and to also think that, you know, maybe there are men and women in our community. I mean, there are definitely men and women in our local church who the Lord is calling to be lay missionaries. And that really this option of the servants of the word, you know, missionary servants of the word, your lay missionaries, one, there's formation here in Columbus for them.
Yes.
And really, like, whether, you know, they could be local missionaries, or it sounds like they could even be sent, like you were, you know, into Canada when you were a lay missionary, you know, Texas, which is almost another country, you know, all these different things. So it's really a great opportunity, and I think one that really needs our support.
Yes. So. Father, I hope you can give me a time just to confess something.
Yeah.
When I was in Vietnam, in the Philippines, maybe in July or June, I received a call from the general superior and telling me, you know, when you receive these calls, it's not just to say hi. And she told me, you have been reassigned to a new mission. You will go to Africa. And I was so excited. And I was already learning the language. When 2 weeks later, she calls back again and says, well, guess what? You're going to Columbus, Ohio. And I was like, what? I was like, Mother, the last place that I want to be is in the United States. Really, I don't think that way, but I really felt that. I said, why? I'm here in Asia. I was going to be sent to Africa. I'm a missionary. Then I understood, Father, that I am a missionary wherever I am. Mm. And that this in this country saw me grow, right? And this is where here's where I learned the language. And then I said, now I'm a sister. I'm called to serve here. And like you said, our community is growing, Father. So it's not the demands of the mission are growing, and we want vocations, not only Spanish vocations, but like you said, locals, right? Mm-hmm. Now we have Vietnamese, like we have Asians, we have Africans, we from Africa, every mission that we go. So yes, Father, we really want to evangelize and to invite the local youth here so that they can experience this missionary life for 2 years only, and then it really will change the perspective, and yes, and then to serve the Lord.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for joining us, sister. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Sister Carla, and until next time, peace and all good.